Welcome to the Garage Movement Podcast. Garage Movement is for those who don't need or want a fancy gym. You want to be fit and still be a good mom, a good dad, a good husband, wife, grandma, grandpa, etc. We value our health and lead by example. We are action takers. We find solutions, not excuses. We focus on the positives and not the negatives. We make health and fitness a priority. We will do whatever it takes to become a better version of ourselves. We can do it at home, on our own time, no matter the circumstances. No excuses. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Coach Marty here, bringing you another episode of the Garage Movement Podcast. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about why we track so much stuff in CrossFit and why that is a direct correlation to your progress in fitness, okay? So if you've noticed, and if you aren't outside of CrossFit and you always wonder why everything's timed and measured and compared and these types of things, well, there's a lot of different reasons. So the first one we're going to go over is to measure progress in specific areas of the fitness, of your fitness, I guess you could say, okay? So let's kind of break down a few different categories. So for example, and I'll kind of show both sides of this, but the side of the tracking would be anytime you do strength work, you track it, right? So not only are you tracking like the sets and reps and things that you're doing, but you're also tracking the weight. And to be even more in detail, you're tracking how it felt and just different things that you might want to know the next time you do it. Why this is important? Well, it's important for a few reasons. One, you're able to see if you're getting better, if you're getting stronger, right? We're working on your strength. So the only way to know you're getting stronger is by lifting more weight, assuming you're going through the full range of motion of that movement, right? So versus the other side, you just kind of like put whatever weight feels good for that day. And yes, there is a time and a place for that for sure. But if you have a specific intent that you are trying to get stronger and you're following a specific plan and strength program, a lot of times you're going to want to increase the weight that you did the previous time. So if you're not tracking your fitness, you don't know what to do next time. So super important. A lot of people forget those numbers too. So it's really important to have a tracking system. Like in Garage Movement, we are currently using SugarWad, and it's a great way to track. And what's cool is every time that you set a personal record, it gives you this little like celebration confetti and congratulates you for your newest PR. Super fun, super cool. So I would definitely recommend you use an app like that if you are working out on your own, or definitely join Garage Movement. Hint, hint. but again, going on the other side, like I was saying, was if you're not tracking anything, you don't know what to do next time. You have no progression. So yeah, it's better than doing nothing, of course. But if the goal is to get stronger, how are you tracking that you're getting stronger? Okay. So strength is a pretty obvious one, right? But why do we time, you know, our workouts? So every CrossFit workout we do is timed in some sort of way. Whether that is a task-oriented workout, so you have 5 rounds of X, Y, and Z to do for X number of reps, and your score is how quickly you get those 5 rounds completed. So in that case, your score would be your time. The other aspect would be an AMRAP. So this would be a time-oriented workout, right? So maybe it's a 20-minute AMRAP, and you're doing those same 3 exercises, X, Y, and Z, for X number of reps, and you're trying to get as many rounds plus reps that you can in that time frame. So those are 2 different ways to score. There is a few others, but those are the 2 main ways. So the reason you would track that is if you ever were to redo that workout, you knew exactly what you did the previous time. And if you get a better score doing the same workout with the same weights, same exercises, same ranges of motion, which you should be doing all the time anyways, you know that you're getting more fit because you got a faster time, okay? Not only are you getting more fit, but this is also a way to actually like push you a little bit more and give you a reason to push that little bit extra, which overall is going to help your fitness as well. Versus if you just kind of did it lackadaisical and you kind of just went through the motions without a purpose or intent, you know, how much is that really going to benefit you? Yes, you're moving and burning some calories, but if your goal is to be overall more fit, you definitely want to be taking advantage of the time that you're working out, right? So why not push that extra mile, right? So some other things is like a skilled movement, right? So if you are, you know, practicing a high skill movement and it involves a lot of technique, well, maybe there's not a direct way to track that, but you could record yourself. And some people are hesitant to record themselves, but it is amazing what that would actually do for you. I'm a visual person, so it's hard to see myself when I'm doing it for myself. So what I do a lot of times is I'll record myself and then I'll watch the video. And a lot of times I'll find another video. Let's just say I'm doing some sort of Olympic lift, like a snatch or a clean and jerk. I will go on to YouTube and I'll pull up some professional Olympic weightlifters, like official Olympic weightlifters that do this all the time. And I'll pull up some of their videos and I'll do a side-by-side comparison. And that's a way for me to kind of check. And the other thing is, if you hang on to this stuff and you're constantly working on your form and your technique, then you're able to compare video to video and say, oh my gosh, look how much better my form is. I do that with my clients a lot that I work one-on-one with, is I'll typically record them right when we start. And then several weeks down the road, after working on it, I'll record them again. And it is amazing to see that side by side comparison. So definitely a very useful way to do that, okay? So those are just some examples of reasons why you are tracking your stuff to measure your progress, okay? Now, another big thing is accountability, right? So a lot of people struggle with motivation, especially those of you that are working out at home. So a timer is your best friend because that is what's going to help push you in workouts, okay? So we talked about it before about measuring, let's just say, a workout. And if you're repeating that workout, you have a time goal, right? You have a previous score to beat. So that is a perfect example of a way to push yourself harder in a workout is by having a goal instead of just working out aimlessly, right? So that's definitely your best friend. So there's days when you're just not feeling workouts, right? But if you have a specific goal in mind, and those can be geared around the timer, right? You can set a certain time that you'd like to finish the workout if you've never done it before or whatever. That's a way to help push you in a workout. The other thing is, let's just say you don't have a specific goal. You don't know how long it's going to take or how many rounds and reps you're going to get. If you are a part of a CrossFit gym or a part of Garage Movement where we have these tracking apps where you have whiteboards, right? Everybody has a little bit of competitive side to them, right? They want to get the best score possible. So that in itself, in general, is going to allow you to mentally say, okay, I don't want to slack here because I got to put my score in this system, right? And it drives me nuts when some people purposely don't put their score in because they did bad. It drives me nuts, okay? put yourself out there. And knowing that you're going to put yourself out there every single time you work out and you're going to put it in a tracking system where other people can see it, that just adds that little extra push, okay? So that's that accountability piece, right? Now, the other piece is the workout intent. So each workout has a different purpose, and I talk about this in all my workout briefings. If you guys aren't listening to those and you're a Garage Movement member, definitely do so, because I do thoroughly think about that when I program the workouts as well as when I'm talking to you guys. So a lot of times the workouts have a specific intent. So there's some workouts that are meant to be like super fast, like you want to sprint. And there's other workouts that you want to pace a little bit more, and it's more of an endurance type of workout or whatever. And then obviously everything in between that. And a lot of times I'll talk about, you know, setting a goal for yourself. So maybe it's something that's like 10 rounds for time, just to throw out an easy number, right? You know, the best way to approach a workout like that is to have very consistent rounds from round one all the way through round 10, right? And that's a challenging thing to do because everyone's fresh when they start and they're excited and they're like, I'm going to crush this workout. And then they, you know, go super fast in the beginning and they burn themselves out. So then their first couple rounds are their fastest rounds, but then it just dwindles off and they crash and burn, right? And that typically results in a worse score than if you had a better pacing strategy. So using the timer to your advantage, and maybe even before the workout starts as part of your specific warm-up for that day, and I say this a lot in those explanation videos, but I say, hey, why don't you do one round at a moderate pace, semi-aggressive, not like just casually going through it, but something that you feel like you would do in the middle of the workout. Time yourself and see how long that round takes. For easy math, again, let's just say that takes you 2 minutes. Maybe that's your goal. But sometimes what happens when you do that too is sometimes you go a little fast and you finish that workout and you are super winded, right? Or super out of breath or super tired. And you're like, man, I should slow down because there's no way I'm going to be able to maintain that amount of time, right? But that might be what you would have done in the first round, if not faster, because you didn't know how that round would feel, right? So now you have a time in mind, okay? So maybe that round, let's just say it took you a minute 45. You're like, okay, I'm going to purposely slow down and try to make it 2 minutes. So again, this is, you're using that trackability, the timer, as an advantage to allow you to get the best workout. And when you focus on those minor details like that, instead of just saying, hey, you know what, I just got to get this workout in, let's just go, I'm not even going to use a timer today. Again, that's better than doing nothing, but you're already there, right? You're already warmed up. You're already ready to go. Just try to switch that mindset and set a goal and, figure out the mindset going into it. Like when you start getting tired, what are you thinking about and all these types of things and all that stuff. So definitely super important to track your workouts in all these different ways. And the timer is your best friend. Your score for your workout is your best friend to keep you accountable on pushing these things, right? And you can even apply some of these things outside of your actual training and your workouts, right? They could be in relation to your goals, so have it constantly testing something you're trying to get better at. Let's just say you're trying to get better at max pull-ups, for example. Well, you got to know how many you can do in the first place, right? So that's tracking number one. And then you got to track your progress. So as you're working on it, every once in a while, you're going to try to see how many pull-ups you can do again and do it again and do it again. And you're constantly tracking these things and putting a date on them and setting goals. So all these things are tracked in their own different ways. And that's definitely super important. Let's just say another area you might want to get better at is like conditioning, right? A lot of people say, I want to get better at conditioning, and they just start, okay, I'm just going to start doing cardio. But they have no goal or no intention behind what they're doing. So that's why having a specific plan to follow that progresses you, similar to how a strength program would be, you'd have an endurance program. So maybe you're doing different types of intervals. And every time you do that style of workout with those same intervals, you're trying to decrease your time it takes you to finish that interval, which means you're getting better and more fit and progressively, progressively getting better. I think that's how I'm trying to say it. But you kind of get what I'm getting at with all this stuff. Just have a game plan, track your stuff, don't skip that. If you forget, go back and do it. Inside that SugarWatt app, if you guys are a Garage Movement member, you can click on the top where it has the calendar and you can backtrack. So if you forget to plug something in, plug it in, because in the long run, you're going to thank yourself. Speaking of tracking, something inside Garage Movement that I plan on doing, for those of you Garage Movement members that are listening, is I'm going to have a reward system for milestones of how many workouts that you track. So I'm not going to name what those are, but I believe they're going to be somewhere around 100, which some of you guys are already there, which is awesome. So I'm going to be getting you guys maybe some cool swag that brings you into the 100-watt club. And then I'll have higher milestones other than that, maybe 500 and 1,000, something like that. So getting those clubs, something a little bit more incentive to not only track your workout, but get your workout in the first place, because it's going towards that number. We actually do this at my gym right now, and there is, I think, 15 to 20 people right now that are in the 1,000 wad club. And then myself and a two other people are right around 1,500 workouts. So we're gonna have to come up with a 2,000 wad club. So each time, you know, a new person hits a new milestone, I'm gonna add another milestone to reach, because that's just something to motivate. And it's pretty cool to think about, you know, over the last 8 years that I've done 1,500 workouts. And I have to be honest, I don't track all my workouts either. And I've had several things that kept me from doing the specific workout of the day, which I did track some of those and actually just plugged in my modifications. And sometimes I did something completely different, so I didn't plug anything in at all. So again, these are all additional workouts that aren't even included in that. Anyways, my point is, it still motivates me as the owner and the coach to try to like get as many workouts in as I can and make sure that I track those just for that reason alone. And then obviously the bonus of all the other things is having that data in the system so I can continuously track my progress. So that's it for this one, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening and supporting me with this podcast. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. And again, feel free to reach out if you guys have any suggestions on podcast ideas, things to talk about, things that may benefit you specifically, because chances are it probably benefits someone else too. So it might be a common problem or something that you want some education on. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.
If you're looking to better yourself and start working out, or maybe you want to switch things up and work out from home, then I want to invite you to try Garage Movement free for 14 days. With Garage Movement, you're going to get an app that delivers you daily workouts, even if you're a beginner. We also have options if you have zero equipment, a full home gym, or anything in between. To get your 14-day free trial, visit garagemovement.com today. Thanks for listening to the Garage Movement Podcast. This is Coach Marty, and I'll catch you in the next one.